The Python Challenge is over. The one where more than 1,500 hunters in Florida signed up to kill and bag some of the more than 10,000 pythons believed to be living and breeding in the Everglades. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, 68 Burmese pythons were harvested during the January 12th through February 10th, 2013 competition. The problem was obviously caused by irresponsible snake owners who, after tiring of them, released their pets into the wild. Now, I had a pet snake for 10 years, but I was a responsible pet owner, for the most part, until Pluto the python got lost in the couch. Pluto was actually my son's snake, but of course I took care of him. And yes, I know he was a he because I had him sexed by an exotic pet specialist when at one time he had issues with shedding. Many visitors to my house were not thrilled that I had Pluto as a pet, especially my mother. She would wince and shiver at the thought. But she always wanted to see Pluto in his aquarium, with the hollowed-out log where he would literally curl up in a little ball for days next to the heat rock. My mother didn't really want to see the snake. She just wanted to see the rocks and bricks on top of the cage and assure herself that Pluto had no chance of escaping. One evening, while watching TV with my kids, I heard, "Mom, look!" What I saw was 3 inches of Pluto the python's tail sticking out of the couch. I reached for his tail, and just as quickly, it was gone. "What were you thinking?" I said. "Why weren't you paying attention?" After 10 minutes of rifling through the couch, I said, "Go to bed." I didn't care whose fault it was. Go to bed. Our entire family was coming in 1 week to celebrate my daughter's graduation, and now we had a snake on the loose. For the next 7 weeks, we tore that couch apart every which way imaginable. I even went to identify a snake I saw in the Star News that was found in a tree on Front Street. I thought, well, maybe Pluto got out through the toilet and worked his way to Front Street. No. When my family finally came for my daughter's graduation, I told everyone that we donated Pluto the python to the Serpentarium. 11 months after his disappearance, I was checking email when my best friend said, "Sue, come here. Look at this." I didn't get too anxious because I was pretty sure I was being summoned to watch something on Cops or MSNBC or Swamp People. But when I rounded the corner, what I saw was 3 inches of snake sticking out of the couch. 3 inches of Pluto the python, head and all. My friend knew what to do. He got a bowl of water and set it on the couch, and in seconds, Pluto came out for a drink. 11 months with nothing but dust buffaloes. He was thirsty as hell. You know, Pluto was really a sweet and docile creature. Unless, of course, you were a small rat. So we captured our missing snake. And I'll tell you this, a $1,500 grand prize would have been nice. But after 10 years, when we grew tired of our pet snake, we were lucky enough to find a responsible pet family on Craigslist to adopt Pluto the python. And that was the best bounty of all.